Hello, hello, hello. Buenos días. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos? This is your host, Isela Martin, and we are on La Hora with me, of course, on KVON 1440 AM. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos? I know we have a lot to cover during the show, y honestamente hay ciertas cosas, y decirle que mi corazón está out in Sonoma this entire, I want to say, what week and one day that we are going on with the with the Kincade fire has been very, very intense, and I'm sure everyone is hearing news absolutely everywhere. Entonces, para despejar un poquito la mente y hablar sobre cosas que van a suceder en la comunidad, I wanted to take the opportunity to wish everyone a happy Halloween today. So, happy Halloween, everybody. And we also wanted, we are still celebrating el mes de la herencia latina, and we are celebrating in Napa, California, of course, y estamos celebrando de forma para el Día de los Muertos. And I have in the studio, I have Teresa Foster, and she's going to be here talking about what is the Latino Heritage Committee putting on for this sábado, for actually this weekend, so it actually starts tomorrow. So before we get into that, le doy la bienvenida a Teresa Foster. Muchísimas gracias por venir el día de hoy, Teresa. Thank you so much for being here.
Muy buenos días, muchísimas gracias y buenos días a todos nuestros radioescuchas. Yo soy Teresa Foster, consultora en emigración, pero también soy primeramente latina y quiero hablar sobre los días de los muertos, de dónde viene, qué es este tipo de cultura. Y mucha de la gente aquí, ¿verdad?, se pregunta, bueno, ¿por qué? Why do you celebrate that? Why do you, you know, honor the dead? Well, Day of the Dead is very, very fashion, like, oh, thousands of years that we always celebrated. And to say that is nuestra cultura, ¿verdad? Lo celebró por miles y miles de años. Y el Día de los Muertos para nosotros es muy especial. Nosotros, Isela, lo celebramos el día primero. El primero de noviembre es para celebrar a los niños, a todas aquellas almas pequeñitas que se nos fueron antes, ¿verdad?, de realmente realizar una vida entera. Y lo celebramos el día 2 de noviembre, celebramos entonces a los adultos. Y es algo tan precioso porque no da miedo. Es una celebración en la que recordamos a nuestros seres queridos y nos hacen así como, oh, que estuvieran aquí, I want them, I wish them. But that's what we celebrated, you know. It's so much fun, and I remember, Isela, that my father, you know, just to wake us up, and said, okay, we go to, you know, to visit your grandparents. And we arrived to the cemetery, and it was so surprising because before you enter, there was all these vendors. Oh. So you could eat, you can buy your flowers there, you can, you know, it was just like a big family reunion. I will see my aunts, my cousins, and they will be cleaning, you know, the tomb for my grandfather and my grandmother. And all the tombs look so beautiful. But the nice thing is a lot of them, they spend the night there. They spend the night there, and what they do is they have a beautiful flowers. They bring their food. They bring their blankets. They have a picnic next to their loved one. They have music. So if you go to a cemetery during these days in Latin America, it's like a party. They have lights, they have music, they have the mariachi, they have a trio. They are eating with their loved ones. They remember them. They honor them for 2 days. And it's just a wonderful tradition. And then we go to the altars. So you know what the altars are.
Yeah. So for those that are just tuning in, we have Teresa Foster in the studio. And what we're talking about Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos. Day of the Dead is not a
it's not like a sad thing or a scary, you know, right. It's just the honor. To honor those people that they really, they're gone. They yeah. just left us before we wanted them to. So it's like, where can they be now?
So I'm going to go through just a little bit of the history. So Day of the Dead is a Mexican holiday, and it's celebrated through Mexico, but no, a lot of people are just thinking, is it just concentrated in Mexico? Because we have a lot of people that are actually coming into the cultura. They want to celebrate. They think it's actually absolutely beautiful. It's very colorful. And so in particular, you'll see Day of the Dead is being celebrated in Central and South regions of Mexico. And so there are Mexican heritage. There's traces of it elsewhere. So it is like a multi-day holiday, parte de la celebración that, you know, Teresa was talking about, where your family, your friends, they all come together. And we're really celebrating not the fact that they're dead and they're gone. It's the fact that they're truly missed.
And that we
still remember what it is that they loved and liked if they were part of our life.
Oh, yeah. And it's so beautiful because, let me just give you a little sample. I'm going to be celebrating my parents. And I know, and I have seen since I was little, how, you know, they put the picture of my grandmother, how they put the picture of my uncle, and, you know, so forth. Now I'm going to be putting their pictures, and I'm going to be putting the flowers. I'm going to be putting pan de muerto, that is a special bread that they make in these 2 days. I'm going to be putting their tangerines. You know, she loved, you know, oranges. So I'm going to put some oranges. A lot of people say, well, like my mother liked cherry. So I'm going to put a little glass of cherry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they like the mole. A lot of people, they go a step further and they make their own special food that they like.
Of course.
Candles.
I do see candles. And everybody, please light your candles carefully. I would say,
yes, please.
Let's just use the battery operated ones, especially during these days.
Just to be sure.
So, talking about a little bit of, a lot of people get confused with, you know, how this is not a day of sadness. It's not a day of sadness.
Exactly.
It's a day of celebration. And it's because, again, it's that family member that was here. I remember you. I remember two years ago when there was a Dia de los Muertos event at, oh my gosh, remind me the school here.
I know what you mean. Harvest.
Harvest, yes. So it was at Harvest Middle. Mm-hmm. And one of the, there was a couple people that were talking about their altares personally building them. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories were so fresh that they were crying and said, don't get me wrong. This isn't about sadness. I just get emotional because I think about all the great times that we actually spent together and we started celebrating.
And you know, one of the beautiful things that my grandmother used to say, is that if somebody dies in these days, they are so lucky because all our ancestors are visiting us. So they will be welcoming him and guiding him or her to the other light.
Oh.
So that was also, you know, like, oh, my God. So I think I can die in that days. It sounds so welcoming.
That's so awesome.
But, you know, a lot of Latin American people also, they celebrate it.
Yes.
And it's, I was in Mexico. Usually I'm in Mexico during this time. And we went to this restaurant in Mexico City. And we arrived and they had this huge altar there, you know, with all the pictures of their family and some singers, and then they had mariachi, and then they have all these flowers. It was so pretty, you know, how everywhere somehow they really honor the dead people, honor those people who are here, and they are just, you know, left us behind.
Oh.
But we're going to catch up. So let's celebrate and give this, you know, beautiful, really amazing history to our community.
Mm-hmm. So just so we know, like, where a little bit of the history goes back. So I know that there are scholars that trace the origins of modern this Mexican holiday to indigenous observances dating back hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And to, of course, the festival, the Aztec festival dedicated to the goddess. And you're going to excuse me if I don't pronounce this right. So Mictlantecuhtli. Okay, I did that very, very,
very slowly.
And so, but in northern Mexico, what I heard was that it wasn't celebrated for many, many years until the 20th century because its indigenous people had different traditions. And so it wasn't seen with the same light because there were so many Catholic and Christians that didn't believe in the... And kind of the celebration of Dia de los Muertos, so they almost thought it was a little satanic.
Yes. But when you see all, you know, the tombs, you know, with the flowers, when you see the people there telling about stories, and you see the photo of that loved one there, you say, like, wow, you know, this is an honor to be talking about the people that I love.
I know. Isn't that sweet? So I'm going to go to a commercial break. What we're going to talk about when we come back is just kind of Los Altares, what that means. We're going to talk a little bit about Pan de Muerto. We're going to talk about Las Calaveras and Catrinas, where they come from. And then we're going to talk about our wonderful celebration we'll be having here in Napa County. So please stay tuned. Please stay tuned. After just a small little commercial break, this is La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM. Stay tuned.
En Travis Credit Union sabemos que la compra de una casa es un gran proceso. Es por eso que ofrecemos un préstamo para cada tipo de vivienda. Lo guiaremos a través del proceso de compra o refinanciamiento de viviendas. Además, disfrutará de tarifas bajas, cierres fáciles y el mejor servicio de la ciudad. En Travis tenemos un préstamo para cada hogar. Visite traviscu.org o llame al 1-888-867-8328 para comenzar. Se aplican restricciones y requisitos de membresía. Igualdad de oportunidad de vivienda. NMLS número 643926. Asegurado federalmente por NCUA.
Travel through the lush Napa Valley countryside and be transported on a decadent journey. Choose the Gourmet Express for lunch when the sun is bright and high in the sky. Or, for something even more romantic, join us on board for dinner. In the spring, Napa Valley's vineyards are bathed in beautiful golden sunlight. Napa locals receive 15% off on Gourmet Express experiences. Visit winetrain.com using booking code WTLHE. Restrictions subject to availability. Not valid on holidays and special events. Additional restrictions may apply. ID required at check-in.
Un poco de preparación hará que su familia esté más segura ante una emergencia. Alimentos y agua para una semana, radio, linterna, baterías y kit de primeros auxilios son un buen comienzo. Para conocer más, visite pge.com/beprepared.
Wind Down Media, loving our new digs at South Napa Century Center. Featuring our podcast bay, Leading Your Brands Podcast.
Hola, hola, hola. You are back. This is La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM. And yes, we are talking about Dia de los Muertos. Feliz Dia de las Brujas. I hate to say that because I only feel like I'm making the comment to like a female version of something. You know what I mean? So I like to say Happy Halloween. So
better. Happy. It's better.
I know. Feliz Dia de las Brujas. And it's like, or brujos. I should make that. But anyway, we are talking about Dia de los Muertos y cómo vamos a estar celebrando aquí en el Valle de Napa. Again, like I said, in my last segment, we are going to be talking about, you know, recursos for those that need during the fires. Vamos a hablar about food access, mental health, and we will talk about childcare in the last segment of this show. So get your pens ready because there's quite a few phone numbers and places where you need to call should you need some of these resources that are out there for you. Brought to you by Community Organizations Active in Disasters. So that is COAD. So ahorita en unos momentitos we'll talk about that. So in the studio we have Teresa Foster. Thank you so much, Teresa, for being here. Buenos dias.
Muy buenos dias. Buenos dias.
And so we were talking about a little bit of kind of what it meant for us to be que es el Día de los Muertos. And so hablamos un poquito de historia, how we said that it's not about... it's not a sad day whatsoever.
Oh, no. It's a celebration.
It is.
It's a celebration.
I mean, what do you know about us, the Mexicanos, que tenemos mucho triste, algo triste? Siempre es una fiesta.
Oh, yeah. We always turn it into a party, into a celebration. And in this case, you know, Día de los Muertos, que es algo muy tradicional de nuestra cultura latina. Y que celebramos realmente a nuestros seres queridos, en este caso, pues personas queridas que han fallecido y que se han ido a otra vida mejor, porque eso es lo que nosotros creemos. Se han ido a otra vida, otra cosa mejor, pero también lo que hacemos es de que sabemos que hay dos días que ellos nos pueden visitar, y es el primero y el segundo de noviembre. So they can come, and that's what we believe, that they are allowed to come and visit us on the first, on the second. Not like a person, not like a ghost, but like their, I just see it, Isela, as their energy.
Yeah.
You know, that they're just around us. And it's just why we honor them, you know, because they can see that we're still here and we still
remember.
Love them.
Uh-huh. We still remember. I know. My sister did her altar at her house, and it is, I mean, we added a couple pictures. I mean, mm-hmm. it's sad because it's going to grow within years, you know. So it was really nice to see friends and family up there. No nomás nuestros, you know, our immediate family, mm-hmm. but those friends that kind of on this life constituted to be almost as family, you know. Mm-hmm. So es muy bonito este recordarlos también. So you had said something really important at the beginning of the show. So you said on Hallows Eve, so on the 31st, pretty much starting now, we start kind of buscando esos angelitos, the mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. So we remember the spirit of the dead children that were out there to come back and visit. Yeah. Yes. So we start preparing mm-hmm. on the 31st, and then that way amanece for the 1st, which mm-hmm. is all Saints Day.
Yes. And that's el día de todos los santos.
Yes.
And it's so wonderful. The other thing also, you know, that a lot of people, they do, is, as I said, they prepare, you know, their food. And so I went to the cemetery in my back home to visit my grandparents. And I saw this thumb that had baby Gerbers, some Gerbers, a doll. And the parents were there, and they have a trio, and they were, playing lullabies. And the parents, they were just hugging. And, I went to see that, and I said, oh, that's so nice. And she said, well, you know, that's all she could eat. So they make it also not so sad and feel sorry for themselves, but pity. They just also say, well, you know, this is what we brought to our daughter, even so we know she's not here with us, but that we are celebrating her. So that's special.
That is very, very special.
And it's good.
Right. So if we go back, I'm going to go back a little bit to los altares and las ofrendas. So they kind of almost come hand in hand. Putting all these things together gets a little expensive.
Oh, tell me about it.
Especially for one day. So I did hear somebody, and it's a lower, you know, how do I say this? A lower budget. and that are putting these together. Sometimes when they want to build their altares, they're saving up throughout the year. That mm-hmm. way they have something to offer their loving, mm-hmm. you know, sus amores, ya sea sus esposos, sus niños, or just family, but it's mm-hmm. even getting all that memorabilia together, or just something that they really liked during that time, because mm-hmm. it could be, no, pues este era bien fiestero, so tenía cerveza, tenía tequila, tenía, you know, all these little
and
things.
They put the real stuff. But you know, they have the little bottles.
Yeah, they have the little shot bottles, yeah. We could probably use that.
Yes.
Y aparte, we see that there is the traditional flower that goes on the altares, and that is your cempasúchil. And so it was originally named that because it's Nahuatl for 20 flowers. So it looks like there's one flower mm-hmm. with many flowers mm-hmm. inside of it.
Mm-hmm. And in English, it's the
marigold.
Marigold.
Yes.
But let me tell you, when my mother came many, many years ago on this time, as you know, that's all we have in this time of the year. So there was everywhere. So I just put it in my patio in front of my house. And when my mother arrived, she got scared. And she was like, oh, no, you cannot use that flower. That's for November the 1st and the 2nd. You cannot.
I know, and here the marigold is very ornamental.
Yes.
Very, very mm-hmm. ornamental.
It's everywhere. And that's what we put in our altars, the cempasúchil.
Yeah, and sometimes they call it the flor de muerto, but mm-hmm. I'd rather call it a cempasúchil or a marigold.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and las calaveras. The sugar skulls.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. So the sugar skulls. Do you know how to make those?
No, thank you. But I know where to buy them.
No, and the reason why I asked, I've heard stories that they get a little messy.
Oh, yes.
Hormigas love to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's all sugar. You know, it's all sugar melted. And then, but just, again, you know, in our own country, they call them las calaveritas. So if you go and they have these little, you know, white sugar skulls, and they can put your name in the forehead. So a lot of times you go, and as Isela said, it gets expensive because then I go like, oh, you know my mother's name, now my father's name, my grandmother, my uncle, blah, blah. So by the time you have like 10,
you have 20, a family tree.
Then we're like all these skulls with the names. So they are, that is very special. And they also have them on chocolate, you know, yes. Chocolate skull and marshmallow. So that's also what we put, but pan de muerto. Oh my God.
That's another one. It brings, yeah, trae mucha.
So delicious.
I know. I really like, pan de muerto dipped in coffee, café con leche. Mm-hmm. I really
chocolate.
Do.
Also, yeah. Un hot cocoa.
Yeah. I mean, you're bringing up all these great things.
You know, this, let's describe the pan de muerto to
go
our
ahead.
Listeners.
Go ahead.
You know, this is a bread that is also just, you know, baked during these days. So the rest of the year, forget it. So this bread is made very fluffy, we will say,
yeah.
and it's very sugary, but the decorations.
Yes.
Are like bones.
Yes. It's supposed to replicate bones on mm-hmm. the outside. Someone said it replicated blood, and I said, no
it's bones.
Not. It's not scary or gaudy.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. It's bones. They're bones. And, you know, you can buy them at the Mexican bakeries because they're already making them. So this is what happened. So my mother came in this time, and we were looking like crazy for this pan de muerto, which is so good. Well, they didn't have it. So I ordered it to a Mexican bakery, and they said, oh, yeah. So I said, how many do you want? And I said, well, you know, I would like, are they big? And she said, yes, they're big. So I ordered a couple. I said, big is like for 10 people, right?
Right.
Big to me. And in Mexico, they make it extra large for 20 people. So there's like huge. So I said to this girl, well, make me two. So I get in line. I get my, you know, paying for my pan de muerto, and they bring me these, you know, like individual ones. And I go like, no. You said they were big.
Yeah.
And she said, well, these are big. And I said, no, these are not big. This is only just for my mom. I mean, what's the matter? So I have to buy like 4 or 6.
that's a fun story.
Yes, but they're so, so good. So that's the only time you can obtain the pan de muerto.
And you know, I've seen it. Well, they always have extra, so it goes over past the Dia de los Muertos. So in Oaxaca, pan de muerto is mm-hmm. the same bread that's usually baked with the additional decorations mm-hmm. as part of the celebration that loved ones eat pan de muerto as well as the relatives' favorite food.
Oh,
so
yes.
The bones represent the deceased ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there is normally a baked teardrop on the bread to represent goddess.
Yes.
And I say, gosh, these names sometimes I need to get somebody in Latino studies, like Mr. From Legacy.
Carlos?
Oh my gosh, I need to get him in here to start helping me with my pronunciation. But tears for the living.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's not necessarily the tears for los muertos.
No.
So that's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So inside of the sweet bread, so there's anise, there's a little mm-hmm. bit of orange flower water,
oh, yes.
and then, of course, of orange zest. Porque si sabe a naranjita tantito.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
love that because we think about it, and the holiday does go around the color orange with
yes.
the cempasúchil,
awesome.
With the colors. And then inside
Change.
Of the same bread, it has all this wonderful, kind of tastes like harvest.
So
I know.
Mm-hmm. I just stop and order 5 for my altar.
I know.
And then to eat.
I know. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, se me fue el pan y así so duro.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go order another 3 or 4 more.
Mi papi. Es otra de las cosas que también siempre decimos cuando alguien ya está fallecido. Decimos, mi papi en paz descanse. Le encantaba el pan de muerto. O sea, él... le traía que tener uno grande y se sentaba con su café con leche y se echaba casi la mitad del pan de muerto porque era su favorito. Entonces, tengo que tener en mi ofrenda pan de muerto para mi papá.
Okay, of course. No, y sí, esas cositas que tanto les gusta. I'm going to just talk about a little
yes.
bit about...
Catrinas.
We were talking a little bit about Catrinas,
yes.
and I don't even think I brought my... I didn't bring what I had here in front of me, but, you know, before... So there was two... Catrinos and Catrinas.
Yes.
But mostly it started, the local tradition started very much so in the town of Pátzcuaro, and in Pátzcuaro, Michoacán. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about the tradition was very different. if it was a child versus an adult, and I can go into this into great detail, but I don't have enough time. Pero supuestamente there was just so much representation of La Catrina that it wasn't really accepted, como te digo, con la Iglesia Católica and the Christians that were out there. But anyway, a lot of people that were in the home will still, sí, todavía le celebraba, and to that figure, whether it was a calaca or it was a Catrina in representation. So let's just go into a little bit about, you know, what does it mean? And we'll talk a little bit about how modern it's become.
Oh,
so,
yes. Very popular.
I mean, right now we see them made out of panecito, sí, and they look so beautiful. Again, something que atrae las hormigas.
Oh, yes. But, you know, in a lot of different regions of Mexico and our Latin American countries, they have a parade. They have a parade about the Catrinas,
sí.
And Catrinos. So in Mexico City in Reforma, they close that is one of the main avenues. They close it on Sunday, in this case, and they just, you know, everybody comes out. And what it is you paint your face like a calavera, mm-hmm. And then you have beautiful flowers around your hair, and you have a long skirt, any color, and a beautiful blouse, and you are representing, you know, the Indian size of you, but also, you know, you are representing the change that they had with the Spaniards. So the Catrina also means that, okay, well, we are going to continue with our traditions. And Catrinos, or Catrinas, they used to call them to people who were very rich, and that they always were all dressed up.
Ah.
And Catrinos, you know, they always have their hats, and also, you know, they paint their, or they use a mask that is like a calavera. And a lot of time now it's getting more and more beautiful because they have all these beautiful, you know, dresses, and
yeah.
They just walk around with their umbrellas and the Catrinas with their hats. And it's just a beautiful parade of all these, you know, people dressed up and, again, you know, representing the loved ones that they have left us and honor them in the parade of the Catrinas and Catrinos. So it's a beautiful, beautiful scenery. I was able to see it. And now also they have, you know, Catrinos and Catrinas all around, you know, just as statues.
Oh, gosh. And there's just so many mm-hmm. modern representations of La Catrina out there. It's
You have
so many different local artists or from outside of here. I mean, you're looking at people that are from Spain,
Los
Aztecas, mm-hmm. in Mexico. I mean, it's just, and there's even people that have nothing to do with La Cultura that they just think it's so beautiful because the art is just symbolizes something different for absolutely every single person. So there was a painting, it's Rivera, Diego Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
He had a mural. It was painted between 1946 and 47, and is a principal work of the Museo Mural Diego Rivera, adjacent to the Alameda in the historic center of Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And it measures 15 meters long, and it stood at the end of the Alameda Park. It survived the 1985 earthquake,
yes.
which destroyed Del Prado Hotel.
Del Prado Hotel, yes. And it was inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it was later moved across the street to Museo Mural Diego Rivera, built after the earthquake. So it is still there. It's restored, of course, and it is being displayed there. So si alguien gusta ir, I mean, that is the mm-hmm. number one replication of what Dia de los Muertos is that it was kind of accepted within society, and it's kind of expected. Porque mm-hmm. es algo que hacemos, celebramos a los que están aquí y los que no están aquí. I was going to ask you something. There was a little bit of controversy. So Mattel came out with Dia de los Muertos Barbie.
Ooh,
and so I just kidding. I know. And so the New York Times, and I'm going to be quoting the New York mm-hmm. Times here shortly, but, you know, what the name of the title of their article was Dia de los Muertos Barbie, respectful tribute or obviously cultural appropriation. And so I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of glad it's out because it's accepting. But then at the same time, when you looked at the price tag.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not like I'm not going to buy that for my daughter or granddaughter.
Yeah.
Of myself. I remember, you know, that Mattel now with different of the dolls, they have been really, you know, embracing the culture. And I remember my children and my husband gave me a Barbie, because I like Barbies, under my name. You know, mm-hmm. A Latina came up with the name Teresa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have that doll, and I said, oh, wow, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, they are really, you know,
embracing
that. So in a way, it's so nice. It's good that they are really reaching out and said, oh, you know, this is the Katrina. In the other hand is, well, I'm not going to be paying what you're asking for because it's a doll.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was a question there, and quote, is there a loss in translation? Day of the Dead in Mexico has it a very specific aesthetic. Are there lots of things about the holiday transporting to the United States that will change? I mean, is there a culture benefiting economically because of that? You know, so hay muchísimas cosas that mm-hmm. come out from the article that you're kind of like, well, what are we taking away? Is it that, yes, we are looking for inclusion? I think we can find that somewhere else, not necessarily in an expensive doll.
Exactly.
Because yo te puedo enseñar, ay, ¿cuál es esa muñequita preciosa de México que es?
La Indita.
La Indita.
La Indita, preciosa.
Oh my God. Es de Puebla, ¿no?
Viene de los pueblos.
And so I look at that and it's just a complete representation of Mexico. Like, mm-hmm. cabe en cualquier lugar. Tiene ojos simples. It's a one dot or a little triangle for a nose. Mm-hmm. And honestly.
And a smile. Like,
yeah.
A big smile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, you know, all round face.
Yes.
With the two trencitas.
Sí, sí, sí.
And the dress.
Y moños.
Yeah, sus moños. You know, they have their bows underneath there. And it's just the clothes is mm-hmm. so colorful.
Yeah.
And I brought about 32 big dolls of that for one of the events that we have from the Napa County Hispanic Network. And we put them as a centerpiece.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, everybody wanted them. So we said, okay, we are going to, you know.
We're going to.
Yeah.
Well, a little donation.
Vamos a subastarlas.
That's awesome.
But, you know, yes, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I think it's a clear representation that we don't need to recreate something and put an expensive price tag on something to represent la cultura. La cultura is already being celebrated.
Yes.
We're celebrating Día de los Muertos. I don't think I need a Katrina Barbie doll. To.
I mean, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
but
I do.
We cannot pay the price tag. And you know, it's like maybe it will be just for a few days and then it will go. So maybe they will bring it back with a little more reasonable price.
A reasonable price, I know. Ya cuando no se les vendan. Okay, so we are in the studio with Teresa Foster. We're talking about Día de los Muertos. We said we were going to talk about the event that we're doing here in Napa, but we're going to go to another commercial break. We're going to talk about qué casualidad that the monarch butterfly and its annual migration, it just so happens to fly over and make its landing during this wonderful time del Día de los Muertos. So ahorita con ustedes, la hora with Isela on 1440 a.m. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm Nate Campbell, and another report from The Vine Files, stories we are following from around the wine country, a Wine Down Media exclusive, continuing coverage of our senior population in the wine country. It's called Senior Moments, a Leadership Napa Valley concept, supported by Queen of the Valley Medical Center Community Benefit, in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley. This time, some of the legislation and politics surrounding senior issues in Sacramento. State Senator Bill Dodd.
Former Assembly Member Cheryl Brown always talked about it in our meetings. The silver tsunami is coming. The silver tsunami is coming. People are starting to live longer, and the amount of seniors over 60 population in the state of California is soaring higher at a faster rate than any other state in the nation.
Dodd says the elderly population will double in California by 2025 to 6.4 million.
Yesterday was actually, it's kind of fitting, was Senior Day in the Capitol, and senior citizens from all, advocates from all over the state of California were in Sacramento. I went out and spoke to them.
The senator calling it an inspiration to see so many in the senior population dedicated to helping others.
So some of the things that, you know, that I've been doing, this kind of goes back to even the Board of Supervisors when I was on the county board here. We were the first county that require a permit and a background check for anybody that's caring for our senior citizens.
District attorneys throughout the state saying crimes against the elderly going through the roof.
Napa County is doing a great job with what we were able to do there. I would say, first of all, every June, and since I've been in the legislature, June is Elder and Vulnerable Adult Abuse Awareness Month in California. I always do this resolution recognizing seniors and recognizing this issue and trying to elevate the importance of physical, financial, and emotional mistreatment of seniors.
And as a result, Dodd says it's brought a lot of attention to the issue. Senior Moments airs 7:30 a.m., noon, and 2 p.m. Wednesdays on KVON.com. Check out the full podcast interview there with Barry Martin and Senator Dodd. I'm Nate Campbell. For this story and more, keep it right here on our local audio platforms.
811 es un servicio gratuito para mantener seguro a nuestra comunidad. Antes de hacer cualquier obra, pequeña o grande, PG&E irá a marcar sus tuberías de gas y electricidad para que no los dañe al excavar. Llame al 811 antes de excavar.
Hello, welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM. ¿Qué tal? How's everyone doing on this wonderful morning? So I wanted to let you know this is the last segmento. You are late if you are just tuning in, como siempre. Les quiero recordar that we are still celebrating. This is like our last push of events that we are celebrating here in El Valle. So Day of the Dead, I know Teresa Foster is here in the studio. And so we were talking about a little bit of the history, not everything. It's really hard to get, you know, toda la historia adentro de una sola hora para explicarles qué exactly es el Día de los Muertos. So we talked a little bit about Catrinas, Pan de Muerto. We talked a little bit about altares. We talked about the famous flower, el cempasúchil. And then I mentioned that we were going to talk a little bit about the monarch butterfly. But before I jump into all of that, I wanted to make sure that everyone had the opportunity to listen, that we will still be having, you know, after all this tragedy that we have going on in Northern California with all our fires, we're still going to recordar el Día de los Muertos, which we are going to celebrate. And I'm going to hand it over to Teresa, and she will give us all the details for el Día de los Muertos here in town.
Buenos días. Como dijo Gisela, ¿verdad? Muy buenos días. Yo soy Teresa Foster. Entonces, este fin de semana, pues, vamos a celebrar. If you just, you know, wanted to know what's Día de los Muertos, what is the altar, what do you do? Well, just come, you know, come this Saturday and Sunday. We are going to be at the Boys and Girls Club, and this is El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. So the Latino Heritage Committee of the Napa County Hispanic Network, you know, it's really putting this up, thanks to Boys and Girls Club, to Valley Oak Arts Council, Napa Valley Unified School District, and Napa Valley Binders. So they are our sponsors, and we are honoring with these altares all our loved ones that they have left us. But we are going to have music. You know, we are going to have altares. We are going to have some dancing and craft activities for all ages. Altares. Also, we are going to, you know, have some food for sale outside. We are going to have danzantes aztecas, nanahuatzin, los diablos oaxaqueños del valle, mariachi luz de oro de Berkeley, y también que son los estudiantes de Berkeley, el ballet folclórico El Valle de Santa Elena. ¿A qué horas va a empezar? Pues ustedes pueden venir desde las 12 hasta las 5. Vamos a empezar el noviembre, sábado, noviembre 2, de 1 a 8. La entrada es gratis. Y el domingo 3, de 12 a 5 de la tarde. So you can come to the Boys and Girls Club. We are going to start on Saturday, November the 2nd, from 1 to 8. And this a free entrance, no charge. And also on Sunday, November the 3rd, from noon to 5 p.m. But if you want to be part of an altar, or you want to be putting up one, then we are going to need you on Friday. That's where we are going to be doing our altars and Boys and Girls Club. And it's going to start at 6. So bring the photo of your loved one. Bring what they like to eat. Bring, you know, some candles. And as we explained, it would be better to do those electronic candles. Don't you think, Zilla?
Yes, please. We're not lighting any candles. You would have to bring the battery-operated candles. Yes. For this event.
And we, you know, traditional, we bring tangerines, oranges, you know, pan de muerto, any kind of like a food that you won't smell that much, the flor de cempasúchil or any flowers that you would like. But, you know, that's a traditional with beautiful, colorful manteles. You know, that would be so nice. And I think this is the third or fourth year that we are doing this.
I believe it is. Yes.
And it's so...
fourth year, I think.
Yes. And if you have any questions, please give us a call at 707-255-8666. And ask, you know, how can I help with this celebration of the Dia de los Muertos?
Now, I'm going to just jump into, there is a couple other events that are free of charge. So Napa yes. County Library, the main library, is doing a community altar.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you don't want to build one, in honor of Day of the Dead, in Napa Library, we'll have a community offering open to the public. So they invite you to do that. And that's going to start the day of tomorrow. Dia de los Muertos Sugar Skull Decorating Workshop, Napa Valley
wonderful.
College at the Upper Valley in St. Helena. We'll be working on that. So make sure that you get your sugar skulls, and that would be on the 2nd. And then, of course, making sugar skulls with Diego Marcial Rios at the Napa County Library, and that is on the 2nd as well. So if you can't make it, you can go to make your sugar skull, and then you can come and place it on your altar at the Boys and Girls Club, so don't forget that. And then Napa County Library is also having a sugar skull decorating with New Tech High School, so they'll be
That's
there on
good.
The day
mm-hmm.
on the 2nd. So make sure you visit all these wonderful events, because al final del día, you can come join us and bring those sugar skulls or any of your fiestas that you've done elsewhere, and bring your ofrendas mm-hmm. for your loved one. And so just lastly, before we kind of cut out for the show, we wanted to talk about a little bit about la mariposa monarca. I know, it's so gorgeous.
An orange.
Yes, I know. It goes all around
yes.
the color of orange. So it's a beautiful insect known for its orange and black markings, and it does an annual migration to the highland forests of Michoacán. So it's a deep in the heartland of Mexico. So each year, hundreds of millions of butterflies travel from United States, Canada, to winter in the forest. And those butterflies survive the journey, which is
amazing.
Like
yes.
it's just so many butterflies. I don't ever see butterflies. That's terrible.
But they get together. And they go there.
I know. So it is a santuario mariposa
yes, it
monarca.
Is.
It's a sanctuary for the monarch butterfly. And so they allocate a day's travel to reach the sanctuary from the city of Morelia. So each year in late October to early November, the butterflies start to arrive. Incidentally, this yes. all kind of lands on Dia de los Muertos.
Mm-hmm.
And so how los... And we have a lot of Michoacanos here mm-hmm. in Napa and
yes.
Napa County that they associate La Mariposa Monarca as being kind of like the spirits of our loved ones that are coming back. So I thought that was just a beautiful thought kind of before we wrapped up the show. And I know that, you know... weather conditions, a bunch of stuff can evitar que las monarcas lleguen, but I mean,
know.
They make it.
Mm-hmm.
They make it somehow, some way.
Yeah, and you know, you can go there and they allow you, you know, to look at them, and you can see the trees. And a lot of times you go like, wow, these trees are so long. No, they are not so long. Their leaves are the monarca.
I know.
They're
isn't
hanging,
that crazy?
And it's so beautiful, you know, to see. And then when they start flying, you can, oh, It's a beautiful, phenomenon that our nature allows us to see it in yeah. this time of the year.
And that was just a little piece of what
information. For
yeah,
our
information. I thought it was kind of cool because
yes.
I was reading about Dia de los Muertos and just a little bit of the history. And I said, you know, just so I'm in line. I know que me salgo del carril here and there, but you know, wanted to make sure that you know the information was correct. And just finding out that information, I said, that is a beautiful way of thinking that our loved ones are flying and our spirits are very present. And so we don't know. We don't know really what happens. Hasta que nos vayamos. And we're like, yeah, that was true. I am a butterfly. That's the representation. Another thing, I just wanted to have a couple folks. I know a lot of people don't read Vogue magazine or Vogue in Mexico. But there was an interesting article by Karina González Ulloa. She wrote it on the 8th of this month. And she is talking about Día de los Muertos. Este es el significado de la tradición, cómo se celebra en México. So she's talking to you about papel picado. She's talking about pan de muerto, flores, cempasúchil, por qué se celebra. And I really can't go into the article because the article is really, really long. It talks about los significados de los Aztecas and where de donde nació. And then it gives you beautiful links as to, you know, qué significa la Catrina, de donde empezó.
Oh, that was
and
so
then,
wonderful.
Yeah, so it branches out into everything. So it gives you a whole perspective.
It.
Yeah, I know, Google it. It gives you a whole perspective of qué es Día de los Muertos, and then it branches out into the little things like la Catrina, pan de muerto, you know, every single thing of qué es lo que significa. So get out there, mi gente. I want to appreciate that.
Bueno, nos vemos el sábado.
I know. Si quieren, get out
¿verdad?
There.
Si quieren empezar su altar comunitario es el viernes en Boys and Girls Club.
En Boys and Girls
sus
Club.
Sus cositas, sus fotos, demás para poderlo hacer.
Ya, yeah, nada más les doy un warning pequeño. No se distraigan por el tráfico que va a haber por la Pueblo. Because
I
know that there's going to be big game.
Sí, vintage.
Vintage against Napa High. I understand. But we have the parking lot separated for. Or Uber.
Uber.
Or Lyft. This is not a...
carpool.
There you go. And you know what? It's well worth it. Let's do a little bit of sacrifice for our loved ones. So don't get discouraged because you see a lot of traffic at the on Pueblo Avenue because of big game. We are still going to be celebrating. We are still going to be putting up our altares at the Boys and Girls Club. What time do we start putting up altares on?
A las 6 de la tarde. Vamos a estar ahí de 6 a 9. It's going to be from 6 to 9.
Yay.
But also, you know, you can park... well, next to, they're going to open that.
The parking lot?
Yes, they're going to open it. So they have to really say that, where are they coming from?
Okay.
Or the altares.
Okay, muy bien.
Please, you know, and those who come to the game, please, you know, allow us to park there because we're really just going to come and do something that is going to be a small tradition that we have.
And I'm going to say thank you to you, to Debbie Altar Star,
oh,
to
yes,
Maria, and the entire, you know, comité that
Napa County Hispanic Network for really, you know, being there.
And putting this all together because it's a lot of hard
work.
And let's also thank your sponsors or your partners, Valley Oak High School,
yes,
Boys and Girls Club of Napa Valley. You also have Arts Council Napa Valley,
that's right,
Napa County Hispanic Network, Napa Valley Unified School District, and of course, nada más y nada menos, Napa Valley Vintners Association.
Yeah. Which is so true for all of our, you know, radio escuchas. No dejen de venir a hacer esta celebración. Es gratis y informamos de haber comida.
I know.
Bueno, van a tener que comprar la comida,
yes,
pero no pueden meter la comida.
I know, right. So, es gratis el evento. ¿Pagan por comida?
Comida, exacto.
Yes. So, I don't think it's...
Nothing
it's really, it's not nada fuera del mundo. I think que se vuelve un poquito like weird when we start cobrando entradas.
Pero en este caso no, gracias.
No, es una celebración.
Nuestros patrocinadores.
Yes.
No, Isela, muchísimas gracias a ti por permitirnos, verdad, dar a nuestros radioescuchas estas tradiciones que no podemos olvidar. Como gente, como tú dices, tu gente, mi gente,
yes,
nuestros latinos, tenemos que seguir con nuestras costumbres y no nada más seguirlas, sino enseñarle a nuestros hijos lo que significa, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Entonces, mis hijos son biculturales. Bueno, celebramos hoy Halloween, nos vestimos y todo. Y luego, a un lado está nuestro altar para mañana.
Sí, sí, claro. No, I know, I totally understand.
Gracias.
Este año, con tantas cosas que están pasando, no pude armar mi altar, but know that I'm going to, I'm going to be adding my little granito de arena for the community one for tomorrow. Before we leave, I just wanted, again, thank you very much, Teresa, for everything that you do and for being on the show. I just had a community event from COAD, which is Community Organizations Active in Disasters. So you have all these nonprofits coming together and just kind of setting aside their nonprofits and just difundiendo, kind of just dispersing information with one solo source. So for example, like food access for those that need it during emergency situations, Up Valley, On the Move, Puertas Abiertas, Parents Can, all of these associations, they can brindar food access if needed.
Bueno, porque mucha gente no tiene comida o,
sí.
o porque
se le echó a perder.
Se le echó a perder, entonces pueden y aprovechar, ¿verdad? De que estas organizaciones tienen esos fondos para poder ayudar a nuestra comunidad.
Right. Yeah. So for food access, Up Valley, if you have some of a pen to write with, 965-5010. So that's Up Valley. On the Move is 363-8390. Puertas Abiertas, 224-1786. And Parents Can, 253-7444. If we need childcare, the Boys and Girls Club is like... a savior. My boys grew up on Boys and Girls Club. So call the Napa one if you need something in St. Helena or you need childcare in American Canyon or in Calistoga. Go ahead and call the Napa office, 255-8866-E, and they can help you there. And lastly, mental health. There are three associations que están brindando ayuda, Aldea, Mentis, and Napa County Mental Health. So Aldea is 255-1855, Mentis 255-0966, and lastly is Napa County Mental Health Office, 259-8151. So thank you. Thank you so much, COAD, Community Organizations Active in Disasters, for having this information come out. And of course, estoy muy bien agradecidos with everyone, whether you're our first responders during these emergency situations. So muchísimas gracias.
Yes.
No, it's true. I can't give it enough, but I mean, I have friends. I would consider
family.
Almost family in Healdsburg, in the Windsor, Sonoma area, and it's just been truly,
just
being displaced for so long. Even though you weren't, let's just say, even though you weren't directly affected by the fire, directly being affected is even being evacuated. So that just having that heartache, y el qué será, y si vendrá, no tendré casa, si tendré.
La familia, así que es muy, muy bueno que ustedes puedan llamar, ¿verdad? Sobre todo para ayudarse psicológicamente, mentalmente, moralmente, como siempre decimos. Ustedes son la familia y son los que tienen que estar así como el glue de ellos.
Sí. Mm-hmm. Bueno, nos despedimos, Teresa.
Gracias.
This is the last
Goodbye.
Couple of minutes. Hasta pronto. Well, I'm going to see you tomorrow, of course, at Día de los Muertos
sí,
en Armando
favor.
Los Altares.
Vamos a estar ahí.
So, allí los vemos. And this was La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM KVON. Y ya saben que aquí nos esperamos hasta la siguiente semana. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful end of your week.
Happy
Adios.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.